This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As we mark 10 years since the financial crisis, this observation. We felt it most particularly here, but it was a global crisis, and what happened here played out overseas a lot. Our project, Divided Decade, that we've been doing this year, is all about how life has changed since and because of the financial crisis and the Great Recession. One of the things that happened was that Americans and Europeans bought less stuff from China. Dozens of factories in the southern part of that country closed. Something like 20 million migrant workers found themselves out of a job. But in at least one farming community, an unexpected industry flourished. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak went to Jiangsu province in eastern China.
On a dusty road in Guanyin County, some 300 miles north of Shanghai, a slim middle-aged man stands in front of an open truck. He plays an announcement through a speaker. Apples for sale, 18 cents a pound, it says. That's cheap even for China. Guanyin County is among the poorest areas in this region. Things are changing, though, thanks in part to this soft-spoken man. Businessman Lei Chongrei is 27. A decade ago, when he was still in high school, he ran an online shop selling slippers, cosmetics, and lingerie. When the financial crisis hit in 2008, China's government called on its citizens to spend more. Lei Chongrei noticed he was receiving dozens of orders a day from cities for cheap lingerie.
But our suppliers couldn't keep up. We had no choice but to produce lingerie ourselves.
He was among the first wave of people in Guanyin County to do this. He bought cutting machines like this one that he still uses in his workshop and some fabric. It cost him $50,000. He learned how to sew and drew simple designs so that his staff of seven, mostly relatives, could learn to make the garments. Next, he recruited sellers. His friends, neighbors, even his middle school teacher's wife joined in.
A lot of people didn't even know how to use the internet. I had to help them set up online shops so they could sell my products.
Within a year, Lei Chongrei made his first million yuan, just over $150,000. He quit college to focus on his business. Today, he's one of 500 lingerie manufacturers in Guanyin County. Three out of five intimate apparel and revealing costumes sold online in China are made here. Lei Chongrei shows me his warehouse. It's filled with sheer dresses, fishnet stockings, and Playboy Bunny outfits. He says local competitors copied his design so much that he switched his focus from domestic consumers to exporting in 2014, as Western economies recovered and foreign sales picked up. Today, he makes between $7 and $9 million in sales a year. His business relies on a network of housewives from the village to sew. Villagers here have seen disposable income almost triple since 2008. The transformation has been dramatic. Pricey high-rise apartments have replaced wheat fields. But what do local women think of the flimsy lace they're sewing? Here's Li Jiaojiao and Chen Xinwei.
I still don't like the look of them. Some of the designs are pretty, but they don't cover much. I can't wear them.
In this promotional video made by the county government, Guanyin officials don't seem to share the same reservations. The county plans to invest more than $400 million to build lingerie brands and compete with the likes of Victoria's Secret. This type of government support for China's industries is part of the reason trade relations with the U.S. have been tense. Lei Chongrei now ships almost half of his products to America, but he doesn't seem worried about the current U.S.-China standoff.
If the U.S. doesn't want our products, we can sell more to Africa.
Business is so good that Lei Chongrei says he's already building an even bigger factory across the road. In Guanyin County, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.